Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Seeing Difference as Gift.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may be one in us and the world may believe that you sent me. Father, they are your gift to me. I have made known to them your name and will continue to make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, we hear the intimate prayer of Jesus for his disciples, that there be such a profound unity among them in God that the love of God can be so obvious to the world it cannot be denied in word or action. Israelis and Palestinians bombing each other. Political parties in our own country seemingly fractured. The violence against Asians, anyone who does not look like us, be we Black, Anglo, Latino, or whatever. To vaccinate or not, to mask or not, to have true peace in our homes, justice for the poor and dreamers. It hardly appears to be a unified world in God's love. We are believers in need of forgiveness and rededication. We need this prayer of Jesus to remind us to be caught up not in ourselves, but in the God who loves beyond measure and calls us to do the same. Unity is not easy. Jesus took up his cross, and we're called to do so as well. Jesus wanted to encourage his followers to know how loved and gifted they are, how loved and gifted we are. We are called to live this prayer with and for each other. How do we encourage one another to live with differences? How do we recognize the gift God sees in each one of us, be it family, neighbors, cultures around us, those with whom we disagree? Do we acknowledge the gifts or stay focused on our computers or cell phones and miss the opportunities to communicate our affirmations face to face? Technology has made our world smaller with communications. But do you and I use it to see the needs and gifts of other cultures and nature? How do we pray and become one with God enough to see that love and demonstrate it to all we meet, literally or virtually? Today, how can we focus our consciousness and zoom into the unbelievable love and acceptance of God for us, yes, for you and me, and share the vision of God present in each one of us? Only then will we be able to welcome the Spirit of Jesus into our world and remember that God can do more than we can ever ask or imagine.